Asylum seekers on Nauru are contradicting the immigration minister's assertion on PM last night that no children were involved in a fight there this week. They also claim that Wilson security guards threatened to kill them during the disturbance. Asylum seekers don't dispute Mr. Dutton's statement that 7 security officers were injured, but they insist those security officers struck the first blows. Peter Lloyd reports.
PM has obtained photos of 2 boys that show bruising to the left shoulder on one and a scratch under the left eye on another. They've both been identified as 16-year-olds. We've been told that they were among 8 young people with ages ranging from 14 to 18 involved in the melee with Wilson security guards.
The whole officer started to kick the underage and the woman.
They started to hit us. Look,
they line up, everyone close them and they hit them.
A 60-second video clip sent from Nauru to refugee advocates captures some of what appears to be the aftermath of that clash. Yesterday, in a statement, Border Force said 7 service provider staff were injured, restoring order after a fight started by asylum seekers. It said that no women or children were assaulted by security staff. On PM last night, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton was less emphatic but repeated that same detail.
An assault by adults or an assault by children?
No, an assault by adults, but I'm happy to clarify that for you, but that's the advice that I've got.
Well, I'd like you to clarify that because there are accounts that say that there are children involved in this.
Well, that's not the advice that I've got, but I'm happy to provide the advice because there is a lot of misinformation being peddled.
Today, one of the asylum seekers who says she was involved flatly contradicted Mr. Dutton. Her name is Yasemin Bagheri, an Iranian. At 18, she's the oldest of the detainees who was involved in the fight. She says the others were 17, 2 16-year-olds, 2 aged 15 and 2 aged 14. One was her brother.
They hit me and hit others and one of the mothers had heart attack. She was trying to reach to her son to help her son, but security pulled her away and pushed her to the ground, and then she had heart attack. One of the other mothers, she fainted, and she our parents saw us in that situation, and they're hitting us, and they tried to help us, and security stopped them, and after that, one of the mothers went into the main camp and she swallowed washing powder and she attempted suicide. My brother went to take water for me, but security didn't let him take water for me. And another fight began and they took my brother, which is 15, and his friend 14, and the other one 17, and beat them, and the parents came and tried to stop that, and they beat parents and the little brother and sisters. They also tried to come and help them. They also hit them, even 5 years old. They just closed their eyes and hit everybody like it's army and they're in a war.
Yasemin Bagheri says the trouble flared after a meeting with an Australian Border Force officer. When the boys began throwing chairs, security was called. But Yasemin Bagheri insists the first body blows were laid by Wilson security guards.
First, after security held the boy, they also started hitting them. And then I saw that they're hitting them. One of them is my brother and the rest are my friends. I went to each one of them to try to help them. But, you know, meanwhile, I was hit too. And I remember when I was standing at the door to help one of the parents to come in and help his son, one of the securities pulled me back and pushed me to the wall, and I hit, and there was a sharp wooden thing on the wall, and I hit it with my face.
These events took place 2 days ago, after 18 straight days of protests by asylum seekers frustrated at their captivity on Nauru. Yasemin Bagheri claims the security staff employed by Wilson Security did more than beat her and her teenage brother and his friends. For the first time, she makes a disturbing additional claim.
They many times say that if they could, they would kill us all. They hate us. They don't want us.
Again, are you saying they have explicitly made statements that they would like to kill you?
Yes.
Who said that?
There were some securities that said that.
From which company? Wilson?
Yes, there is only Wilson Security Company here. Security company.
And can you identify the person or people that say that?
Well, we don't know the name, but in that letter I will send you, we have described them, and there are also other securities. But, you know, in that moment, it was dark and we couldn't really recognize them. Plus that we hadn't seen many of them before. They were all new and a different professional team that came for that night.
Are you saying this threat to kill you was made that night or has been made previously?
That night, mostly.
They said they wanted to kill you?
Yes.
PM has a copy of the letter of complaint the asylum seekers say they've sent to Border Force. It repeats and details their version of events two nights ago on Nauru. It seeks an official investigation both by Wilson and Border Force, and it seeks the removal from Nauru of all those personnel involved in making the alleged threats. There's been no response from Wilson Security, and when PM asked the Minister's office for a response, a spokeswoman said,
"Instead of peddling baseless claims, please provide the evidence to substantiate the allegations and we will have the matters investigated."
PM has since sent the Minister's office a copy too, but there's been no reply to that.
Peter Lloyd.